All right? The power is the word. And we have a man, we have a chapter right here, and Peter, following the leadership of the Holy Spirit, is taking them from the physical, what they just saw with us, and taking it to the spiritual, and making it crystal clear, how and why this has been taking place. All right, Jared?
Well, the guy has been lame for a while there. It's probably not the first time that Peter, John, or even Jesus has walked by this guy and saw him. It was maybe just the right time to heal him. He was ready for it to heal, and he knew, is he going to get an audience at the time of Jesus?
Well, let's go with that right there. Ready? I don't think you can find the verse here. I don't think. If you do, that'd be great. I want to write it in here. Had this lame man heard about Jesus?
Well, it says he's doing it in a broad.
Well, here's what I do know. Romans 10:17, faith cometh by and hearing by. Okay, is that true? Okay, it's sort of a fact. Okay, it is a fact. Okay, so I asked that question. Did this man, when it was said, silver and gold have I none, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, what we don't know is what was going through his brain right here, but I think I heard someone said probably had seen him, maybe. We know in Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, that Jesus' fame went throughout all Syria, and people were bringing the sick to him. All right? I just threw a few down. I just read Mark 1:28, his fame spread throughout all the region of Galilee. The fame? Famous. Did you say famous? Yeah. Thank you. Multitude, heard of his miracles in Luke chapter 5. Here's one. Herod the Tetrarch had heard of Jesus. Mm-hmm. What we don't understand is people heard of him. And thus when you read here, especially these first couple, all the way through the book of Acts, and then reference to Jesus, the Holy One, whatever the case is, whom you crucified, no one's going, who's he talking about? They knew. And this man, based upon, hearing, faith come by hearing, when that name was presented to him by Peter and John, it wasn't an abracadabra. This man had to do something with it. And this man put his trust in the Messiah. And he stood up. It wasn't because he grabbed Peter's hand. But he stood up. Go ahead. Brother Doug.
When the cross and Jesus teach at the temple, how long has this man been there at the gate? He was a witness to remember. And most of these people, it wasn't a different generation or a different location.
It's there. Look at verse, I'm coming to you. I think. Look at verse 8 and 9. And I'm coming to Brother Travis and Brother Doug. Look at verse 8 and 9. And he leaping and stood and walked and entered with them, which is good, into the temple, walking and leaping, praising God. Good, 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 good. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. How did he know to praise God? Say it. Good answer. Say it.
He knew and healed him.
He knew and healed him. Good, 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 good. And Jesus Christ of Nazareth, what's God? He knew. Brother Travis and Bo know.
It says that they laid it daily at the temple. Can you imagine it being laid down just another day of Tuesday or whatever day it was? And Jesus is cleansing the temple. And they're all running out. It's like, with all the hubbub about you probably were there when they... This guy, Jesus, is throwing the tables over and ripping us, kicking us out.
Oh, Brother Bo, go ahead.
All right, so there's a lot of verses to read in Matthew 27, but real quickly, the governor asked him, saying, art thou king of the Jews? And he was accused of the chief priests and elders, and Pilate said unto verse 15, now at the feast the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. They had a notable prisoner, Barabbas. Pilate said unto them, whom will I be that I release unto you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? And then later on, the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor asked again, whether of the twain will ye that I release to you? They said, Barabbas. What shall I do then with Jesus, whom is called Christ? They said, let him be crucified. blood be on us and our children. The point is the name of Jesus was known. These people knew his name. The high priests and the elders, they went through the crowd, and they convinced the people. He's going to give you two names, Barabbas or Jesus Christ. These people knew his name. They knew the name of Jesus. They knew exactly who Peter was referring to here. They were familiar with this name, like you brought out. You know, this is the day of Pentecost, 50
yep.
days later.
Yep.
This chapter was not very long after that. So this had all happened in recent history.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Really, Sean?
Well, later on, right? Same event, but in chapter 4, verse 4.
Yep.
Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. And the number of them about 5,000. Not those that watched the miracle. Those that heard the word.
The message. Yeah, they're saying heard the word, they heard the message. Thank you. All right, here we go. We'll close on this. I'll close on this. Just because it's wrong. I'm getting it. Here, go ahead.
All of these people believed in the Holy One of Israel.
Okay.
They believed in the Messiah coming. What they rejected was that Jesus was the one.
All right. Everybody hearing that? And so this is the audience, and let's close with this. All right? Think about to the day of Pentecost and this great message that was preached. Now think on this message. Well, these facts were thrown out. It was shown. Resurrection. The Jesus one. The one they cried out. Now there's something that needs to be done. And this is what the people, I think I can say this, the people of Israel of the day did not understand. Besides a few. That comes down to verse 19. Repent ye therefore.
Yeah.
How many people during this time, or even today, can have love, but now you need to repent and the feathers are ruffled up. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Repent ye therefore and be converted. Why? That your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And I think I might have skipped. I guess I meant to. Look at verse 18. The message of the brethren, the message of the prophets had been preached. Matter of fact, it says in verse 18 it had been fulfilled. They knew of the Old Testament scriptures. They knew what the prophets had been saying. They knew. And then they got down to verse 19. Now there's a need to repent. And that's where the rubber meets the road. And some folks here, Brother Sean talks about the next verse, the next chapter, we're going to have some. Holy cow. That was my, I thought I should. All right. They, it becomes decision time.
Yeah.
And this is decision time, not because of what the miracle was done, because they were confronted with Christ. The need to repent. And you know, it's the same message as in chapter 3, or chapter 3 is in chapter 2. It's pretty neat, right? Same guy preaching. Really the same message today. Aren't you glad the message is not different?
Yeah.
We just preach the same message. Talk the same message. But you got to get the repent part. And that's where smiles on faces sometimes turn to frowns. And what? What are you saying? Because the repent, the story is good, the miracle's great, the message about Christ and the resurrection. But if the person doesn't get to the repent part, yeah, they're done. Go ahead.
Because you're to be blamed.
What's that now? Yeah, it's you, because it's you.
I am the one that's the blood. I have to repent. He did that for me. I am.
Made it personal. We're out of time. Sorry, Billy Cooper. Go ahead. Let's come on. Everybody stand.
Stretch, y'all. Get the blood flowing.